This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Speaking, it is showtime, but this is serious business. The Good Day program presents Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Good Day Health. Another hour of you. It's sort of our long distance doctor dedication. You know how Casey Kasem, Ken, used to do long distance dedications?
Absolutely.
I was looking at some of the questions that we get, and I'm remiss at getting these questions sometimes because there's so many different and important things to report on and talk about from the medical news during the week that I don't get to people's questions as often as I would like to. But one person referred to you as a long-distance doctor, which I thought was kind of cute, maybe something to keep in mind. As a matter of fact, I saw something that I thought you would find fascinating, the fact that in terms of our technology today, that doctors who could be miles away from you, hundreds of miles away from you in the future, could be, instead of me going to visit you, for example, on your campus at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, I could just send you my blood work on a computer, and I could, the charts and stuff, you could look at me on Skype or something. I guess you could do that now, though.
Absolutely.
In a manner of speaking, right? I don't have to go to you, but is that possible? I mean, how can you really do a thorough job on somebody if they don't come to your office?
Well, that's a big debate. Right now, what works obviously and well is radiology. I do radiology.
Right, you send them out for somebody to check out, right?
When we do CAT scanning in my office, and I read it together with a radiologist who's in another city, and that goes out over the internet, and we can look at it together simultaneously if we want, and that works real well when you're not in the same room.
Yeah, I know you've done that with some of the pictures you've taken of me when I was down there. You wanted to wait and talk to the
These days, radiologists can sleep at night because radiologists in Australia monitor hospitals in America at 3 in the morning.
Really? And are they just as good, though? How do you know that they're just as good?
Well, you have to know who you're working with. And hopefully if the hospital's using Australian radiologists, they've checked them out. Mm-hmm. But that's just an example of how telemedicine is working today. And telemedicine works for some routine problems that you don't have to actually physically examine the patients. But, you know, I am an old-fashioned doctor, and I was taught that, you know, you have to meet eyeball to eyeball. But,
right.
But there are some things, that, and it's getting better. The technology is getting better and better, and there are a lot of problems that you can, you can certainly work over the computer if you have a visual object. But you obviously, not yet, maybe one day, but right now you can't do an entire physical exam. You can observe, and you know, maybe therapy works well in that manner. And
so let's just, let me give you a for instance. Let's say one of your patients has had a problem. They went into the hospital. Can you monitor them? They have monitors in the room that are always ticking off what's going on. The nurse goes in and checks on them, yada, yada. Can you monitor those from a distance?
Well, one of the most recent toys in cardiology is called mobile cardiac telemetry.
Yeah.
And we now use this. You put a little strip on you. You can take it off if you have to take a shower. But we use these so-called 30-day monitors, and we monitor your heartbeat, your rate and rhythm in real time. And it's kind of neat. It's just a little tape you put on your chest, and then you wear something very similar to a cell phone, and then that cell phone transmits your continuous electrocardiogram up to the satellite, and the satellite then puts it down into a monitoring station, and the monitoring station is watching watching your heart in real time continuously for 30 days. If they see anything that looks anything less than normal, they'll call us immediately, fax to us immediately what they see. And it's kind of neat, and it really works.
All right, so this, would you say, if I were to put you on the spot a little bit.
Where are we going with all this?
Well, I want to know where monitoring helps in the number of deaths from heart attacks. The monitoring that we're talking about that's now in effect, and then fast forward to 20 years from now, is this actually going to reduce, in your experience or opinion, the worry about dying?
Well, it depends how risky the patient is. And there are many issues in cardiology that are nuisance problems. You're having palpitations that you've had for 10 years, and you're just trying to figure out what the problem is. You know, if it was something serious, it probably would have gotten you by now, and hopefully it hasn't. But it's been going on for 10 years. It bothers you. You finally say, I'm going to go and figure out what this is. So these 30-day monitors, they work beautifully. We don't have to keep you in the hospital. We can just put it on and see what is happening to your heart when you have your symptoms. They work beautifully. There are other times where you're at high risk of not making it to tomorrow because of the heart. In those circumstances, yes, we want to monitor your heart, but also we want you in the hospital in case you have an event occur and we can act on it. So it depends very much on the individual, again, personalized medicine, and how risky we think your current situation is.
One of the things I hear most frequently from people who listen to this program and listen to you, they approve of and appreciate the fact that you will bring in your own personal experiences. This isn't just about facts and figures and studies and work, but you have fabulous experience. You've done a lot of research. You have lots of people that go through your office and have for decades. So people appreciate your experience and your point of view, and they want you to personalize your own experience with people, because I think they can, you know, that's something that they can more identify. They can think about their own doctors and then put you in that place. How is Ken like, Mike? Do you know what I'm saying? I think I hear that a lot from.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, we're in our 30th year at Lake Cardiology.
Lake Cardiology in Florida, by the way. This is a perfect way for me to tell you, those of you who listen around the country who want to go see Ken, who are impressed with his knowledge, technical and otherwise, but I will tell you, it isn't just the technical knowledge. It's the way you get treated that I find most appealing about my friend Ken. And if you'd like to join in the experience and you're going to go down to that neck of the woods or you want to make a special trip, it's well worth it to get a complete physical and overview from Ken. So his office number, for those of you who want to take this down, whether you're local, because this program airs all around Central Florida, all around Florida, all around the Southeast, here's the number for Ken's office, 352-735-1400, okay? 800, no, I'm giving you that number here. You know, well, you can call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, but the quickest thing, I think this is the number that's easy to remember, 352-735-1400, right? You say that to yourself a couple of times, you remember. If you don't have something to write it down, 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. All right, got it? Let me give Ken an opportunity to talk about what his mother always used to say and what my mother always used to say and what your mother always used to say. You are what you eat. So we have this question about GMO foods, non-GMO foods, the super beet, which you are going to ingest when you get super beets and put a teaspoon of it in a glass of water or a smoothie and drink it. You're getting something that's non-GMO. It's super, but it's super because it helps your circulation. Ken's going to help you understand how this cardiovascular pump, in a sense, works with the nitric oxide. I've given you a good intro, Ken, so take it from there.
Absolutely. We learned from Nobel Prize-winning medical research, the 1998 Medicine Nobel Prize, that nitric oxide is so important. It's the third gas in the body. It's, as one of my patients said this week, it's not nitrous oxide. That's what the dentist, the laughing gas they put you to sleep with. But nitric oxide is a very important gas that your body has to continuously remake, and it needs the building blocks of nitric oxide to make this gas, which is a signaling molecule, which helps the body work properly. It helps the blood vessels relax and open up to let the red blood cells in and deliver the oxygen. It keeps the blood pressure under control. It just lets cells from head to toe talk to each other. And if you don't remake this nitric oxide over and over, your body's not going to work well, and you are not going to feel well. Your blood pressure may be too high. And your body needs to be given these building blocks. My recommendation is to check your nitric oxide level with a saliva test from this company, Neogenis. And if it is low, get their Neo 40 product. It increases your pool of nitric oxide building block material. And if you want to get their second product, which is called Super Beats, which will give you a boost of energy, I recommend it for people who work out to improve their workouts. I recommend it for people to avoid those caffeinated, high-energy beverages that you use in the middle of the day when you need some energy boost. This is a natural way, healthy way, proven, a safe, effective, and I really like it.
All right, so the call to action here is for you to get on the line to 800-655-4183 and order a regular supply, your first order. With that, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply free. So if you want to have the effect on your body that Ken has just described, then get on to it. 800-655-4183. Mention Dr. Ken, you get free shipping. This product, Super Beats, is guaranteed to work as Ken described, or you get your money back. So go to the phone now, 800-655-4183, to order Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Oh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
All right, don't forget, those of you who are listening and have this quotient to do something new, we have a special opinion line, and we offer a different important issue every week for you to call and express yourself. Is your house a horrible mess? What are you doing to clean it up? It does have impact on your health, so you ought to be cleaning it up. Call 800-282-2333. And press 1 for yes, your house is a mess, you got to clean it up, or 2 for no, 800-282-2333. And after you've done the poll, you'll find some offers, including some medical offers, that you'll find very helpful. So check it out, 800-282-2333. Thank you.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Three and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and we are into the Good Day Health Hour, featuring traditional ways of understanding what's going on in your body. Ken sort of blends things. It's if you listen to Ken, I find him mesmerizing sometimes. I just like listening to him. It's kind of like a lullaby.
Dr. Graham Kronhaus.
Yeah, well, there's something sophisticated about the truth that you tell. A lot of people want to hide the truth. We were just talking off the air about the realities of the insurance bill that's known as Obamacare and how doctors have to do more for less, have more patients. The pressure is on because Ken has millions of dollars worth of equipment, good clinics, have to have all of this state-of-the-art equipment in order to be competitive. But yet, if you have fewer dollars coming in to pay for it, you got to have more patients. And with Ken, that's frustrating because it's like going into a Zen experience in there. He'll sit down with you and go through all of the things in your charts, find out what's the answer to some mysterious observations he might make. And if you're not involved with a doctor like that, you're missing out. But unfortunately, because the system has become the way it is, Ken, most people are missing out. They don't get the imaging reports. Even if we have the imaging done, you were talking about that earlier, you know, what happens with the doctor that has to consult with someone that's on a different continent? And is that going to be the best thing for, as all of us struggle with what we need to know about what's going on in our body? And I say this and you say this, you're responsible for what's going on in your body. Ken's not, I'm not, the doctor's not. The doctor's there to help you, but your responsibility is to know what's going on in your body. Sometimes you can't figure that out until you go to somebody like Ken, who actually takes the time to go through his role as he engages with you in this unfolding drama called your health care, is the freedom for you to ask questions and the totality of the answers that you get or not. Which is the case oftentimes when you go into my other doctor, he plans 20 minutes, unless you have a specific problem, 20 minutes. You get it? You go in, what's your problem? Here's the answer, out.
And next. The bill rang.
Yeah, right. And you got to have that in order to pay for all of the things that, you know, you got to have in these offices today. So anyway, it is a lot of food for thought. Let's get to some of the important information that's come from the journals of various medical realities this week. We have been talking a lot about our friends at Superbeets and what that does for your blood pressure. Something else that may be good, if you can find them in this era of GMO foods, is potassium. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Potassium-rich foods. What would be an example? What's in this report, Ken?
Sure. This is out of the American Journal of Physiology this week. Doug, foods rich in potassium may be key to lowering blood pressure. And as you were asking, foods rich in potassium, they include, here's the list, sweet potatoes, very good carbohydrate, avocados also, spinach, beans, bananas, and coffee. Real quickly, again, sweet potatoes, avocados, spinach, beans, bananas, and coffee. When dietary potassium, Doug, is high, kidneys excrete more salt and water, which increases potassium excretion. Eating a high potassium diet is like taking a diuretic. And a couple of quick warnings. If you have any kidney problems, what we call renal insufficiency, kidney failure, you do not want to take a high potassium diet. Also, a lot of people these days, they're on medications for lowering blood pressure called ACE inhibitors or ARBs, not to get in the weeds, but these are two families of medications that are similar. These spare potassium, and some diuretics spare potassium. You don't want to take a high potassium diet.
All right, so yeah, supplements, potassium supplements, yes or no?
It depends on the individual. Talk to the doctor. Don't supplement potassium on your own. You're practicing medicine, and you can cause havoc and danger.
28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The hour, the Good Day Health Watch. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. We're going through, as we normally do here, a number of different things in the world of health. There are reports all the time. How do they impact you? How do they either help you or hurt you? Some of the information about what you eat, what you put in your body, how you live your life, that sort of thing. It's safe to say, Ken, that I think I was looking at something about topical treatments when it comes to tackling our aging process. I was looking at something from the Cosmetic Physicians College. We spend here in our country on minimally or non-invasive cosmetic procedures about $1 billion. $1 billion. And more men are using these treatments, getting rid of frown lines.
And that's not covered by insurance.
No, it's a concierge kind of cosmetic acupuncture, that kind of stuff, Chinese medicine.
Almost all of that is out of pocket.
Yeah, it is. But under the new health care bill, I think we talked about this last week, if I did refresh, I don't remember. I saw it, but I don't remember I talked about it with you on the air. There were suggestions made by a group of people who put together they called it the triple threat. There were three different approaches to fixing health care, and one of them had to do with preventative medicine, like encouraging Chinese medicine, acupuncture, massage, the things that happen when you get any kind of chiropractic treatment, that sort of thing, which has been proven to help people. Your muscles, go to the gym, you know, eating the right thing. All of those things ought to be part of a good health bill, don't you think, to cause prevention?
I am of the position that just like for your insurance on your car, you're a safe driver, you don't have any DUIs, you follow the rules, that you should, you get lower rates. And I think if you do the same thing, if you're able to practice prevention, you should be able to lower your costs if you do it. And there should be incentives for people who exercise, who are monitoring and maintaining their blood pressure, or who are doing what they're supposed to be doing about their cholesterol, and are being good, compliant patients, they should get some incentive and bonus for doing all this.
And I know you like health insurance, I mean health insurance, health savings accounts, right? Medical.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. This empowers the patient to be a good, cautious shopper of their health care, and they buy what they need, they shop it out, and then what they don't spend, they get to keep, and it empowers the patient. And I just think the more you empower the patient-doctor relationship in this world of personalized medicine, gets a much better outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going through, as usual here, as time allows, some of the important increases in observation, various societies and journals focusing on your health and well-being. Here's something that we're all a part of. Every single person listening to this program right now needs to stop what he or she is doing and listen to Ken tell you about dieting. And especially those of you who go for a month and you starve yourself and then you go back to eating the bad food. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Those yo-yo diets, man, looks to me like they could be very deadly.
Important information, Doug, as you're pointing out, leading into from the New England Journal of Medicine this week, that yo-yo dieting, as you were describing, which is quickly losing weight only to promptly regain it, raises the risk of heart problems. That's the news this week from the New England Journal of Medicine. So people who experience regular weight fluctuations of 8 to 10 pounds are much more likely, Doug, to suffer from heart disease, heart attack, stroke, and a long other list of heart related maladies than people who only experience shifts of 2 pounds or less. These dramatic changes in weight place a lot of stress on the body and also cause these hormonal changes that affect the heart. Yo-yo dieters, they tend to be more likely to be heavier, smoke, and have high blood pressure and diabetes.
Wow. All right, if that's you, listen to what Ken says. Next on the Hit Parade here in our overview of some of the studies, the CDC focusing on flu vaccines. This is controversial because more and more and more. There isn't a day that passes, Ken, that I don't see something. Sometimes I post it on my Facebook page or the website. Vaccines, what they do, what they don't do. This is the government saying, and I know you are a big proponent of vaccines, but we tend to, the vaccines that we got when we were kids, you and I got vaccines, but they were, there was only a few, and I'm trying to remember what they were, but they were, I know, polio vaccine and things like that. Today, there are so many of them. Isn't that part of the problem, that there are way too many to monitor?
Well, I do have sensitivity to that. There just seems like the list gets longer and longer, and, you know, at some point, are we introducing issues? And that just needs to be studied harder and harder, and we all keep our minds open about it. But nothing tugs at us more than when we see a preventable death of a youngster who, if they had only been vaccinated, would be alive tomorrow. And this, I really think, from my personal experience watching and from just being there for all these decades, and this has to do with the flu, and this has finally been studied, and it was published this week in Pediatrics. It is a CDC study. And what we learn is that flu vaccination significantly reduces a child's risk of dying from influenza. This is data from four flu seasons, which was studied between 2010 and 2014. And they found that flu vaccination reduces the risk of flu-associated death by half, Doug, among children with underlying high-risk medical conditions, and by nearly two-thirds among healthy children. So the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that all children 6 months and older get an annual flu vaccine. And in full disclosure, I have to tell you, I usually myself give my daughter her flu vaccine.
But we're talking about one vaccine. We're not talking about all these other
vaccines. That's the only one I'm talking about. Right now, this report, CDC, Pediatrics Journal, this is specifically regarding the flu.
And by the way, one of the reasons that this may work is because there's an acknowledgement that young children and older folks do not have as well-developed an immune system as those of us who are mature have been able to, or hopefully, cross our fingers here, been able to develop. Life and its pursuit, eating the right foods and living the right lifestyle.
Sleep and sun.
Right. It enhances your immune system or not, depending on how you live. Right?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. Getting enough sleep and getting the right amount of sunlight each week.
Vitamin D3.
Yes, and just, you know, I recommend 10 minutes of sunlight, whole body, depending on the color of your skin and where you live. You know, I'll get full body sunlight about 4 days a week. I'm here in Florida, 10 minutes. You know, I just go out on the clock and with as little on as, which is reasonable. And and get my daily dose or my
naked doctor.
Anything that would be appropriate. But you know, I'll go out in a little bathing suit and exactly 10 minutes on the clock, 4 days a week.
So there's also a focus besides on D. There's A and there's K, and how much of that we should have to enhance our system. Most people hear the stories now because it's been highly touted all over the place last 3 or 4 years about vitamin D3. But how much do we know about A and K?
Well, these are also vitamins that we need. And I'll tell you how I get mine. I take a multivitamin and I eat a very healthy diet. I combine the Mediterranean and the DASH diet. And, you know, just as an insurance policy, I will take a multivitamin. But if you eat a healthy diet and take a single multivitamin each day, you will have more than you need.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. It eats at you if you don't eat it well. Maybe that's the way of putting it. You got to eat really good food, otherwise it'll eat away at your body.
You know, we can live to eat, but you have to predominantly eat to live.
Yep. All right. Good. So let's take another step from our page here of focus on super beets and the way people use this product, drinking super beets. It's the circulation superfood. A glass a day gives you cardiovascular power. This is pretty amazing, this vegetable. And as you follow the story, how it brings, would you explain to folks who may not have heard you talk about how nitric oxide expands the arteries, gives you better blood flow?
Sure. We're going to talk later about how harmful these artificial sweeteners are that you're taking to get that caffeine and get that energy. And here's a natural way to deal with the energy dip you have in the middle of the afternoon or before your workout. And it deals with nitric oxide, this Nobel Prize winning information, the Nobel Prize in Medicine 1998, that we all need this third gas in our body like oxygen and carbon dioxide. Nitric oxide, you have to continuously remake it. You need the building blocks for nitric oxide, and it sometimes gets hard. Often as we get older, we don't have enough of them. We get deficient in nitric oxide, and this is a signaling molecule. It helps cells from head to toe talk with each other throughout the body. It helps the red blood cell open up the circulation like a garage door opener so the red blood cell can deliver oxygen from head to toe. It relaxes the blood vessels so your blood pressure stays where it needs to be, avoiding heart attacks and strokes. So if you're not getting enough of this nitric oxide, the body just isn't working well. I recommend Neogenis, the company. They have two great products. The Super Beats, it gives you a jolt of nitric oxide instead of those caffeinated high-energy beverages. And also their other product, Neo 40, which brings up the level, your tank of nitric oxide. And I recommend everyone test it with their saliva test strips. And especially if you're in the white level, you're low, you need their Neo 40. If you're and if you do, you'll get it up. The rest of your body will work well, and you will be so happy how good you feel.
All right. So feel good. Take Dr. Ken's advice and call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. And when you order for the first time, you'll get a 30-day bonus supply free. Free shipping as well. Mention Dr. Ken when you call 800-655-4183. We've been on this mission. We've had this message for almost 3 years now on this program. It seems amazing. Super Beats has become almost a household word. People know this product, and they like it because it works. So go to 800-655-4183. Get the best out of your life, the best out of your body. Keep your blood flow healthy and your blood pressure where it needs to be. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals. A new report published by the American Journal of Gastroenterology found that up to 75% of individuals with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, may be undiagnosed. IBS symptoms, like abdominal pain and bowel movement changes, impact quality of life. Yet more than one-third of individuals are not receiving treatment for IBS. Leading innovations in gastroenterology is Dr. Mark Pimentel.
So many people have IBS and don't know it. Worse yet, many patients are embarrassed and don't talk to their doctors. We need to increase awareness of this condition and let people know it can be treated.
What should people experiencing symptoms do, and what treatments are available?
If you suffer from frequent abdominal pain and bowel movement changes on a regular basis, you need to discuss these symptoms with your doctor. There are certain prescription treatments that may offer relief.
Don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBS and treatment options that could work for you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen with the Health Watch, focusing on low-calorie sweeteners. There's some interesting information about that this week. Let's share it with the people listening, Ken.
This is out of the annual meeting of the Endocrine Society this week, which was in my backyard here in Orlando. Doug, consuming high amounts of low-calorie sweeteners may promote fat formation, particularly for individuals who are already obese. So low-calorie sweeteners may not be healthful alternative to sugar.
So low-calorie sweeteners would be what? What are brands? Isn't it sort of general knowledge that these sweeteners, if it's not sugar or raw sugar or something, the stuff that's from chemicals, just generally stay away from it no matter what it is?
Exactly, and there's tons of them.
Yeah, I mean, aspartame.
Sucralose, many of them.
Now, isn't there one or are there a couple that claim to be natural, that claim to be better for your health than others? And do we pay attention to that, or is that just sales?
I think they're a category, a group, and I'm going to go with the Endocrine Society's basic statement this week.
Yeah, let's not mess the fat formation, because sweeteners are carbs, and the carbs turn into fat, right? Anything that the sugars, when they run through your system, that's what creates the fat.
Exactly.
It may not just be in sweeteners like this. It may be in bread and potatoes and rice and all that stuff, right, that creates sweet. It becomes sugar, and the sugar becomes fat, the bad fat.
Exactly, and especially the white flour. There are good carbs, the whole grains, but the simple carbohydrates, the white flour, the bakery goods, everything you like, that's what turns to fat.
All right, so there it is, a word to the wise, which is always what we get from Dr. Ken, is sufficient here on Good Day Health.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The hour. Doug Steffen here from the Good Day program with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This hour of Good Day Health brought to you by the folks at Super Beats. The focus on aspirin use. This has been back and forth a lot over recent years. I think you and I have talked about this probably 3 or 4 times. The good things that come from using aspirin. There's a cancer study out, and I don't know whether this is from various types of studies or looks at various types of cancers, Ken, but does seem to be conclusive to underscore that aspirin is better for you in this surgery. I remember when I had my, I think I told you this, I certainly talked about it on the air, when I had my first and second colonoscopy, the doctor basically said the same thing both times. He asked me if I took a daily aspirin. I said, yeah, not every day, but mostly 3 or 4 times a week, 4 or 5 times a week, I take a baby aspirin when I go to bed. He said, your colon is nice and pink. Is that because the blood flow is increased from the use of aspirin? Is that what he's referring to?
Well, what we know about this field is that after 10 years of aspirin use, there is a lowering of the risk of getting colorectal cancer. And the flip side, though, is that aspirin can cause bleeding in the GI tract, the stomach, throughout the intestines. So this recommendation needs to be personalized. We just can't say everybody should take a baby aspirin every day. The benefits seem to be especially important in the 50 to 70 age group because that's where the benefits seem to outweigh the risks the most. Mm-hmm. But I think every adult should have a conversation with their doctor. If you have a more than 10% risk of having a heart attack in the next 10 years, which you really need a good doctor who understands cardiology prevention to figure that out for you. If you do and you haven't yet had a heart attack or stroke, then taking that daily aspirin makes sense. But you have to have your individual risk figured out and predicted. Get out there a crystal ball. And also the issues about your GI tract and whether you have more risk taking it or more risk not taking it. And this is all individualized medicine, not one size fits all, but definitely have a conversation. This is why you need a good doctor who knows you.
What do you do?
What do I do? I am not yet on it because my 10-year risk is not there, and I tend to be a little sensitive when I take it on a regular basis. If I need an aspirin, I can take it, but when I take it, my GI tract is a little sensitive to the acid effect of the aspirin, mm-hmm. and I don't yet take it on a daily basis because in my family, colon cancer just doesn't exist, and also, my 10-year risk of a heart attack is pretty low.
So, what would you say? You know me as well as you know yourself. You know my body. You know the testing that we've done on the...
For you, I would take a baby aspirin every day.
Yeah, see, there you
and
go.
That's why I've told you that.
Yeah, you have. Right. All right.
And no more. Just one. That's the maximum.
We'll spend a moment talking about bacteria in your shower head. Can it make you sick up next here?
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Our best intentions here on Good Day Health are to bring you the rich resources that Ken has at his disposal. It's hard sometimes to sort of simplify and bring things down so you care for yourself better. But our efforts are aimed at what you have every day in your experience. So everybody takes a shower pretty much every day. And there's a report that bacteria in your shower, you may have a dirtier shower head than you have a toilet. How about that? What about the shower? Can it be cleaned? I suppose it's pretty easy to clean that stuff, but do we even think about it, Ken?
Well, I think that's a reasonable thing to think about. The bathroom itself is just a breeding ground for germs. The toilet bowl, anytime there's moisture and warmth, and also the shower head, and bacteria may lurk on your shower head. This has been shown by good science, and those things don't last forever. I know we've replaced them, and
they're made out of plastic now, not metal. So it seems to me they could be corrupted easier.
Exactly. Take a look at it. They turn colors after a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. That's pretty gross just even to think about. All right. So lots of great advice here, if I do say so myself, helping myself to a pat in the back and a pat on Ken's back. Thank you, Dr. Ken Kronos, here with another hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.